Want to welcome you to our end of year communion service and starting of a brand new year. What a blessing it is that the Lord has brought us through this very, very tough year. And we are on the threshold of a brand new year, a new start. And so we give God thanks that you've joined us this afternoon now still. And in a little bit, as the sun sets, the clock turns over to 2021. So it's good that we could begin right in the old year and thank the Lord for his goodness and his mercy in bringing us thus far. And so I trust that you will be blessed as we fellowship together, share our testimonies of God's goodness as we participate in reading the word and in prayer, and thank the Lord that the men have agreed to sing. At least the ladies sing, and they have a good voice, but us men, we tend to not think we can sing, but the Lord wants just a joyful noise unto him this evening, because we sing from the heart, because God appreciates whatever we do if we do it from the heart. So thank you for joining us, and we're going to follow the program. We sent the program out to you. Please mute and then unmute. Follow the program. And as just before your turn, you just unmute yourself and go right ahead. Don't hesitate. Just go right ahead and speak right up. So thank you for coming. May God bless you. And we're going to begin with inviting the Holy Spirit's presence with us. And we're glad that Sister Hunt is able to pray with us or for us. Sister Hunt, it's your turn.
Praise the Lord, our Father and our God. It is with joy that we bow before you this evening, thanking you, Lord, for the blessed privilege. Thank you, Lord, for all that you have been to us these past 12 months. Thank you, Lord, for your many, many blessings. We are about to say goodbye to the year 2020 and embrace the year 2021. Father, we are so grateful,
Mom,
for your love, for your mercy, for your grace. As we gather this evening, Lord, we pray that you will please forgive us for all sins. Cleanse us and bless us anew with your Holy Spirit to dwell with us and within us. We thank you. We praise you. And we pray, Lord, that everything that we say and do, the thoughts of our heart will be acceptable in your sight. We praise you. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Our scripture
Yes, ma'am. Go right ahead.
Our scripture is taken with a slight change from what's listed there. It's still 1 Chronicles 29. We start at verse 10 and we'll go through 18. I'm going to be reading from the Clear Word. David praises God. Then he praised the Lord in prayer. O Lord, you are the God of our father Jacob. Praise be to you forever and ever for what you have done for your people. Lord, you are great and powerful, surrounded by glory, splendor, and majesty. Everything in heaven and earth is yours. The kingdom is yours, and you are its rightful ruler. Wealth and honor come from you. You rule over everything by your own strength and power. No one has given you what you have. You are the one who makes others great and gives them strength and power. We praise your holy name and give thanks for what you have done for us. Who are we to think that we are giving something to you? You have given us everything we have. So all we're doing is giving you what is already yours. We are pilgrims in this land, just like our forefathers who lived in tents. Our days on this earth are numbered and are like a fleeting shadow. Without you, no one can hope to escape the grips of death. O Lord, all the offerings we have brought for your temple have come from you. We're only returning what is yours. Lord, I know that you look on everyone's heart and test them to see if they love you. I also know that you're pleased to see honesty and integrity there. Whatever I've given you, I've given honestly and with good intentions because I love you. I see how much your people love you, what they've given to you, and how willingly and joyously they've done it. Oh, Lord, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, keep this spirit of love in the hearts of your people and keep them loyal to you always. This is the reading of the word.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. It was not long after the passing of the time in 1844 that my vision was given to me. I was visiting a dear sister in Christ whose heart was knitted with mine. Five of us, all women, were kneeling quietly at the family altar. While we were praying, the power of God came upon me as I've never felt it before. I seemed to be surrounded with light and to be rising higher and higher from the earth. I turned to look for the Advent people in the world, but couldn't find them when a voice said to me, "Look again and look a little higher." At this, I raised my eyes and saw a straight and narrow path cast upon high above the world.
On this path, the Advent people were traveling toward the city. Behind them at the beginning of the path was a bright light, which an angel told me was the midnight cry. This light shone all along the path that their feet might not stumble. Jesus himself went just before his people to lead them forward. And as long as they kept their eyes fixed on him, they were safe. But soon some grew weary and said the city was a great way off and they expected to have entered it before. Then Jesus would encourage them by raising his glorious right hand, from which came a light that waved over the Advent band. And they shouted, "Alleluia!" Others rashly denied the light behind them and said it was not God that had led them out so far. The light behind them went out, leaving their feet in perfect darkness, and they stumbled and lost sight of the mark and of Jesus and fell off the path down into the dark and wicked world below.
Thank you. No, excuse me. I played the wrong song, brother.
That's all right. Take your time.
I played the wrong song, brother. All the way my Savior leads me, what have I to ask beside? Can I doubt his tender mercy, who through life has been my guide? Heavenly peace, divinest comfort, here by faith in him to dwell. For I know whatever befall me, Jesus doeth all things well. For I know whatever befall me, Jesus doeth all things well. All the way my Savior leads me, through each winding path I tread. Give me grace for every trial, feed me with the living bread. Though my weary steps may falter, and my soul athirst may be, gushing from the rock before me, lo, a spring of joy I see. Gushing from the rock before me, lo, a spring of joy I see. All the way my Savior leads me, oh, the fullness of his love. Perfect rest to me is promised in my Father's house above. When I wake to life immortal, wing my flight to realms of day. This my song to endless ages, Jesus led me all the way. This my song to endless ages, Jesus led me all the way. Amen.
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 Thank you. Beautiful.
On another occasion, while at Battle Creek, Michigan, in August 1868, I dreamed of being with a large body of people. A portion of this assembly started out prepared to journey. We had heavily loaded wagons. As we journeyed, the road seemed to ascend. On one side of this road was a deep precipice. On the other was a high, smooth, white wall. As we journeyed on, the road grew narrower and steeper. In some places, it seemed so very narrow that we concluded that we could no longer travel with the loaded wagons. We then loosed them from the horses, took a portion of the luggage from the wagons and placed it upon the horses and journeyed on horseback.
As we progressed, the path still continued to grow narrow. We were obliged to press close to the wall to save ourselves from falling off the narrow road down the steep precipice. As we did this, the luggage on the horses pressed against the wall and caused us to sway towards the precipice. We feared that we would fall and be dashed in pieces on the rock. We then cut the luggage from the horses and it fell over the precipice. We continued on horseback, greatly fearing as we came to the narrower places in the road that we should lose our balance and fall. At such times, a hand seemed to take the bridle and guide us over the perilous way.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I'm pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I onward bound, Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and I shall stand, by faith on heaven's tableland, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. My heart has no desire to stay where doubts arise and fears dismay. Though some may dwell where these abound, my prayer, my aim is higher ground. Lord, lift me up and I shall stand by faith on heaven's tableland, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. I want to live above the world, though Satan's darts at me are hurled. For faith has caught the joyful sound, the song of saints on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and I shall stand by faith on heaven's tableland, a higher plane that I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. I want Amen. To scale the utmost height and catch a gleam of glory bright. But still I pray till heaven I found. Lord, lead me on to higher ground. Lord, lift me up and I shall stand by faith on heaven's tableland, a higher plane that I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground.
Amen.
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 As the path grew more narrow, we decided that we could no longer go with safety on horseback. And we left the horses and we went on foot in single file, one following in the footsteps of another. At this point, small cords were let down from the top of the pure white wall. These were we eagerly grasped to aid us in keeping our balance upon the path. As we traveled, the cord moved along with us. The path finally became so narrow that we concluded that we could travel more safely without our shoes. So we slipped them from our feet and went on some distance without them. Soon it was decided that we could travel more safely without our stockings. And we journeyed on with bare feet.
We then thought of those who had not accustomed themselves to privations and hardships. Where were such now? They were not in the company. At every change, some were left behind, and those only remained who had accustomed themselves to endure hardships. The privations of the way only made these more eager to press on to the end.
Amen.
Our danger of falling from the pathways increased. We pressed close to the white wall, yet could not place our feet fully on the path, for it was too narrow. We then suspended nearly our whole weight upon the cords, exclaiming, we have hold from above. We have hold from above. The
yes.
same words were uttered by all the company in the narrow pathway.
Amen.
Master, the tempest is raging, the billows are tossing high, the sky is o'ershadowed with blackness, no shelter or help is nigh. Carest thou not that we against the lie asleep, when each moment so manly is threatening a grave in the angry deep. The winds and the waves shall obey thy will, peace be still.
or demons or men or whatever it be. The waters can swallow the ship where lies the master of ocean and earth and skies. They all shall sweetly obey thy will. Peace be still, peace be still. They all shall sweetly obey thy will. Peace, peace, be still. Master, with anguish of spirit, I bow in my grave today. The depths of my sad heart are troubled. Awaken and save, I pray. Torrents of sin and of anguish sweep o'er my sinking soul. And I perish, dear master. Oh, hasten and take control. The winds and the waves shall obey thy will. Peace, be still. Whether the wrath of the storm-tossed sea, or demons, or men, or whatever it be, no waters can swallow the ship where lies the master of ocean and earth and skies. They all shall sweetly obey thy will. Peace be still, peace be still. They all shall sweetly obey. Master, the terror is over, the elements sweetly rest. Her son in the calm lake is mirror, and heaven's within my breast. Linger, O blessed Redeemer, leave me alone no more, and with joy I shall make. Shall obey thy will. Peace be still. Whether the wrath of the storm-tossed sea, or demons, or men, or whatever it be, no waters can swallow the ship or lies the master of ocean and earth and sky.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen.
As we heard the sounds of mirth and revelry that seemed to come from the abyss below, we shuddered. We heard the profane oath, the vulgar jest, and low, vile songs. We heard the war song and the dance song. We heard instrumental music and loud laughter mingled mm-hmm. with cursing and cries of anguish and bitter wailing, and were more anxious than ever to keep upon the narrow, difficult pathway. Much of the time we were compelled to suspend our whole weight upon the cords, which increased in size as we progressed.
Amen.
I noticed that the beautiful white wall was stained with blood. It caused a feeling of regret to see the wall thus stained. This feeling, however, lasted but for a moment, as I soon thought that it was all as it should be. Those who are following after will know that others have passed the narrow, difficult way before them, and will conclude that if others were able to pursue their onward course, they can do the same.
Mm-hmm.
As the blood shall be pressed from their aching feet, they will not faint with discouragement, but seeing the blood upon the wall, they will know that others have endured the same pain.
At length, we came to a large chasm at which our path ended. There was nothing now to guide the feet, nothing upon which to rest them. Our whole reliance must be upon the cords, which had increased in size until they were as large as our bodies. Here we were for a time thrown into perplexity and distress. We inquired in fearful whispers, to what is the cord attached?
Wow.
My husband was just before me. Large drops of sweat were falling from his brow. The veins in his neck and temples were increased to double their usual size, and suppressed, agonizing groans came from his lips. The sweat was dropping from my face, and I felt such anguish as I had never felt before. A fearful struggle was before us.
Should we fail
here? All the difficulties of our journey has been experienced for naught.
Have mercy.
Will your anchor hold in the storms of life, when the clouds unfold their wings of strife, when the strong tides lift and the cable strain? Will your anchor drift or firm remain? We have an anchor that keeps our soul steadfast and sure while the billows roll. Fastened to the rock which cannot move, grounded firm and deep in the Savior's love. It will safely moon till the storm withstand, for the well secured by the Savior's hand. And the cables passed from his heart to thine can defy that blast whose strength divine. We have an anchor that keeps the soul steadfast and sure while the billows roll. Fastened to the rock which cannot move, grounded firm and deep in the Savior's love. It will firmly hold in the straits of fear, when the breakers tell that the sweep is near. Though the tempest rave and the wild winds blow, not an angry wave shall overflow. We have an anchor that keeps the soul. It's steadfast and sure while the billows roll. Fastened to the rock which cannot move, grounded firm and deep in the Savior's love. It will surely hold in the floods of death, when the waters cold chill our latest breath.
Yes.
Rising tide, it can never fail, while our hope abides within that veil. We have an anchor that keeps the soul steadfast and sure while the billows roll. Fastened to the rock which cannot move, grounded firm and deep in the Savior's love. When our eyes behold in the dawning light shining gates of pearl, our harbor bright, we shall anchor fast.
Yes.
To that heavenly shore, when the storms are past, forevermore. Mm-hmm. We have an anchor that keeps the soul steadfast and sure while the billows roll. Fast into the rock which cannot move, grounded firm and deep in the Savior's love. Now we have an anchor that keeps the soul steadfast and sure while the billows roll. Fast into the rock which cannot move, grounded firm and deep in the Savior's love.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Before us, on the other side of the chasm, was a beautiful field of green grass, about 6 inches high. I could not see the sun, but bright, soft beams of light, resembling fine gold and silver, were resting upon this field. Nothing I had seen upon earth could compare in beauty and glory with this field. But could we succeed in reaching it? Was the anxious inquiry. Should the cord break, we must perish. Again, in whispered anguish, the words were breathed. What holds the cord?
For a moment we hesitated to venture. Then we exclaimed, our only hope is to trust wholly to the cord. It has been our dependent all the difficult way. It will not fail us now. Still, we are hesitating and distressed. The words were then spoken. God holds the cord. We need not fear. These words were then repeated by those behind us, accompanied with, he will not fail us now. He brought us thus far in safety.
Amen. My husband then swung himself over the fearful abyss into the beautiful field beyond. I immediately followed. And oh, what a sense of relief and gratitude to God we felt. I heard voices raised in triumphant praise to God. I was happy, perfectly happy. I awoke and found that from the anxiety I had experienced in passing over the difficult route, every nerve in my body seemed to be in tremor. This dream needs no comment. It made such an impression upon my mind that probably every item in it will be vivid before me while my memory shall continue.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And so, brothers and sisters, as we have seen, that we are pressing on the upward way, new heights we're gaining every day. As we have concluded that we've been on a journey all year, and this, as the sun is setting at 4:56, and the new year begins, I want to be the first to wish you God's blessings. You know, I want more than just happy. I want God's blessings in this new year. And as we partake of this communion service today, we are wiping away the past, the issues that we struggled with. We're asking the Lord to forgive us. And we want to be able to be in a place, a good place with the Lord as we journey through this new year. And so as we enter into our Holy Communion service, Elder Johnson will lead us and in the reading of the word, and then we will go right through.
Yes, we'll be reading from Matthew 26, starting at verse 17 through 25. Now, the first day of the feast of unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus, saying unto him, "Where wilt thou that we prepare for thee to eat the Passover?" And he said, "Go into the city to such a man, and say unto him, The Master saith, My time is at hand. I will keep the Passover at thy house with my disciples." And the disciples did as Jesus had appointed them, and they made ready the Passover. Now, when the evening was come, he sat down with the 12. And as they did eat, he said, "Verily, I say unto you, that one of you shall betray me." And they were exceedingly sorrowful. and began every one of them to say unto him, Lord, is it I? And he answered and said, he that dippeth his hand with me in the dish, the same shall betray me. The Son of Man goeth as it is written of him, but woe unto that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed.
Mm-hmm.
It had been good for that man if he had not been born. Mm-hmm. In verse 25, then Judas, which betrayed him, answered and said, Master, is it I? He said unto him, thou hast said it.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
Our scripture reading is taken from the book of Mark, chapter 14, verses 22 through 26. And as they did eat, Jesus took bread and blessed and brake it and gave to them and said, take, eat, this is my body. And he took the cup. When he had given thanks, he gave it to them and they all drank of it. And he said unto them, this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many. Verily I say unto you, I will drink no more of the fruit of the vine until that day that I drink it new in the kingdom of God. And when they had sung an hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives.
First Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 through 29. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner, also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread, drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body.
That's great. Eternal Father in heaven, what a privilege it is to bow before thee and to be able to call on your holy name. As we come at this communion service on this last day of this year, we want to thank you for the privilege.
Thank you.
Of your service.
Thank you.
As we partake of the bread, which represents your broken body, that was mutilated and beaten and scourged for our sins on the cross of Calvary, we thank you for this privilege to remember your death. As we partake of the wine, which represents the blood that was shed on the cross of Calvary, we know and realize it will never, ever lose its power. We're thankful that that blood has been shed for our salvation. As we partake of these emblems, we pray and plead that our hearts may be in tune to your great love and your mercy and your kindness and your goodness. We long for that day that we will have this privilege to partake of these emblems once again in thy kingdom. Forgive us for our sins, bless us and keep us and guide us and save us in your kingdom, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. And so you have your cup. Take the first well off, and there you have the emblem. Let us partake of the bread together. Let's partake of the wine. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The year started with the death of our beloved sister, Sister Susanna. And it's ending with another death. Yesterday, Sister Ann, Sister Fields, was laid to rest in Virginia. And in between, we've had each of us grieve the loss of a loved one, someone we know, someone who is close to our family. And so this has been a year like no other year. We started with death, and we're ending with death. And we're all impacted. And in between, there have been mourning and sadness. And some of our members have been attacked by COVID. And we give thanks that they survived. And so this is an opportunity for us to give God thanks. Yes, it's been a tough year, but it's an opportunity for us to give him thanks. That he has spared our lives, that we are here together as the year closes and as the sun is setting, 2021 is a different opportunity. And this is why our focus should be pressing on in 2021. We're not going to give up. We're not going to slide back. We're going to press on. And so would somebody like to share a testimony from your heart?
I will. I want to give God praise and thanks for answered prayer. Before this communion, I asked God, when I read the scripture that says, in Matthew's, when it says, if you think someone has aught against you, doesn't say if you have aught against them, then you should get it right. And I asked God, and so I searched myself and my relationships, and there was one person that I wasn't real sure if we were okay. And I want you to know God has answered prayer because he gave me assurance. I communicated with them this week, because I told the Lord that I did not want to take this communion unless I was sure that we were okay. And God confirmed that we were. I communicated with them and all is well. We exchanged greetings of love for one another. And so I just want to thank God for answered prayer and for clearing the slate that I could take this communion with the assurance that all was well with me and God and me and everybody.
Praise his name. Thank you. What a testimony. Thank you, Sister Sharon.
Yes, Pastor.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I'd like to give God the praise, honor, and glory for taking me and my wife, our family, through another year. When things started out, my prayer was that God would protect us. And God answered that prayer, and thus far, through his grace, he has seen fit to protect us. I also didn't want this to interfere with the covenant that my wife and I made together when we were married, and that is a covenant to serve. And he fulfilled that prayer too, allowing us to continue to serve him wherever called, wherever needed. And so I just thank him. I thank him for the healing that he's provided this year with some different situations that came up. I thank him for the traveling mercies he's given. I thank you for the love that he's poured into my life and the life of my family. And so I'm just so grateful to what God has done. He's been marvelous throughout this entire year. And he's prospered me in so many different ways. It's beyond even my ability to explain how he's done so many great things for me throughout the year 2020. So I just thank him and praise him and give him glory, for he's worthy.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Elder.
I would like to give God praise and honor and glory for what he has done for the Dorsey family, what he has done for the food pantry, and how miraculously he has worked on behalf of our church and the community this year. We started out deciding that we still wanted to serve as a church in that capacity. And at the time the year started, I was caretaking my sister's house, my house, and the church. And so I was, in order not to mix up money, I was shopping three, always in a store for somebody's house. And so I was out a lot. And I just am so amazed that God has protected all of us who were running in and out of stores when we lived in a county where the numbers were just running rampant. And we never stopped. And I have to give honor to God for that. My family became a little concerned because I was out so much. So I converted to home delivery for my sister and myself. So basically now I'm out just for the pantry. But even with that, we still live a high incident county. And we just have been God blessed and God touched. I'm not the only one. There's lots of us who are, and I just can't, I look back and I think people are getting sick on every hand, every side. And God has protected and provided in ways that we don't even free stuff. And I just, it's just God. And I'm amazed it has solidified my faith in him. And it has brought a level of, I don't know, I want to say compassion that the community has seen, because when nobody else could get toilet paper, we were still getting toilet paper and providing. God provided. And it's just God. And he has shown himself in a huge way on behalf of Pisgah Church this year. And I'm just amazed and thankful to be just a little cog in a wheel as he does his work.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Sister Dorsey.
Amen.
Praises be unto God, to everyone. And thank you for the pressing onward, such a powerful piece. But God answers when we're speaking. So I give him glory for that. As you all know, my niece passed away. And when you minister to your family and you pray for their soul salvation, you pray that they take their stand in the Lord. And I can sit here and testify that she has started to fall in love with Pisgah So much she claimed Pisgah as her home church. And then in her last few days, she took her stand and she stated that a Catholic priest had come to her room for prayer, and she received the prayer. And then they offered the right hand of fellowship to her. And she says, no, I already have a church home. I'm now a Seventh-day Adventist. So she claimed the fourth commandment. And so I just give God the glory and honor. And I thank him for her witnessing. And I think what happened is when we had that health seminar, her along with someone else texted me again and again and said that the message was exactly for them. So God's word is reaching the masses. He told us to go out into the uttermost parts of the world and make disciples. And so as we continue this journey, as God leads us through the power of the Holy Spirit, we will see more individuals take their stand for the Sabbath day.
Amen. Thank you.
I thank the dear Lord for being so good to me. He has blessed me and he has kept me safe. I am able to live alone and to do what I need to do, not what I would, all that I would like to do. But I am so thankful that he has enabled me to do the necessary things. And he has taken from me that frustration because I'm not able to keep house the way I used to. But that's all right. It's a little bit clean, if not the way I want it. And I'm so thankful that even though I've had a couple of falls here alone, he heard my prayer. And he enabled me to get up. The last time that I fell, I didn't think I struck anything. But the next day, I felt pain in my back. That was 2 weeks ago. God is so wonderful. Do you know, today, thank you, Jesus. Today he took away all of that pain. So
amen.
Now I'm able to go into the new year pain-free.
Amen.
And I am so glad that for a time I would be so concerned about doing what I had been doing in the past. But God is so faithful and so patient and long-suffering that he made me to understand that I'm to forget about the past. I'm to live in the present moment and to be thankful for the blessings that he is showering upon me, not day by day, but moment by moment. So I give him praise, and I also thank him that he has sent people into my life to do for me those things that needed to be done that I was unable to do. But most of all, I thank him for forgiving me of my sins, saving me by his grace, and his constant presence with me that gives me joy unspeakable. And I am so glad that he made me to know that there is a difference between happiness and joy.
Amen.
So happiness is dependent upon a circumstance, whereas joy is knowing and being assured and thankful that he is with me in my circumstance. and his family helps to save me. And I'm so glad that this does not apply to me only, but to all of my brothers and sisters in Christ worldwide. May God
praise his name.
Save us all. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Hunt.
God is good. Good evening. Yes.
Good evening, saints. Can you all hear me?
Yes, Brother Carlos.
This year began for me. It was an incredible, traumatic year. And when I was, when things started and I was speaking to my counselor, she told me to journal these things and what God's doing for you and how he's bringing you through. And so I did that. And so I just want to share some of these things that the Lord has shown me through this year. I'll start off with this. My sentence for 2020 is this. 2020 was the best year of my life during the worst time in my life. 2020 was the best year of my life during the worst time in my life, mm-hmm. because I was inspired to seek, meet, and know God up close and personal in the most intimate way.
Amen.
What God had to do was I had to be blindsided before I could see.
Mm.
I had to have, and forgive me, saints, I'm going to be a little transparent here. I have had everything worldly taken away before I could see the riches that God wanted to give me.
Mm.
I had to see that all that I took advantage of in order for God to give me an advantage worth taking. Mm-hmm. God had to allow me to be browbeaten by my own anger and aggression in order to see that it wasn't him who was trying to destroy me.
Mm-hmm.
I had to be forced to lose the false sense of control that I thought defined my manhood in order for God to control me, my being a true man of faith.
Mm-hmm.
I had to fall by being shown my prideful self, sense, my self-centeredness, and also learn to swallow it before God could raise up a selfless Christ-like character in my spirit.
Mm.
I had to be shown my selfishness face to face in order to be humbled before God so he could allow me to seek his face. For patience and perseverance, the Lord showed me a great many things this year, something that I didn't have before 2020. I thought I was a good person living in the world's version of what a good black man should be like until God stepped in and removed my idea of perfection and told me to be still, and that he is God and he knows the perfect life for me. He finally got my attention and I gave him my heart because that's all I had left to give. God allowed me, season of tribulation started in February because he wanted me to know that he wants to save me. Selfish sinner who lived his whole life putting everything and everyone beneath himself for personal gain. God wanted me to seek his face and be saved.
Amen.
He introduced his son, Jesus Christ, to me in a renewed way to make sure I knew that even the worst in me as a father, a husband, a leader can still be redeemed by his blood.
Amen.
God showed me his grace so that I could completely know that his salvation for me is real and always available. God let me know that because of his son, I accept him as my Lord and Savior. I am forgiven. God gave me his grace. I accepted his will. I revered his glory. He gave me peace. He gave me joy. He gave me wisdom, understanding, truth, increased my faith, encouraged me, even though I didn't deserve it. God said, give him my best in everything, and he'd take care of the rest. He told me not to be anxious in anything, not to worry, not to fear, not to doubt, not to ever give up. God said, give him all that I got and he will add all that I need. He said, finish strong. I said, thank you, Lord. Thank you for changing my life, transforming my heart. Praise your holy name.
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Good evening, everyone.
Hello.
I'd like to thank God for an awesome year as well. How he has blessed me and kept me throughout this year.
I thank him for his unfailing love towards me and my family. Even in the midst of the passing of my dad, I still praise his name because I know that he is sleeping in Christ. And when Jesus come again, I'll be able to see him again. And I also want to thank the church family for their prayers and those who have called and reached out to the family during that time. And also for those who reached out to me today for my birthday. God has allowed me to wake up this morning and on my 51st birthday. So I thank God for that and for family and for his love.
Praise the Lord.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
He doesn't look 51 at all. You
well,
sure?
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hello. Hello, saints. Hello.
Sister Candy.
Hey, Sister Candy.
Everyone. Before I can say that what I give thanks to God for, I want to admit that I am a sinner. Not only was I conceived in, and to also admit that because I was a sinner, the sin that overtook me was a sin of hatred, was a sin of confusion, was a sin of unknowing myself, was a sin of being in a world filled with its gratification, and that was because I am a product of molestation from my father. I am a product from a mother who left me at a very young age and who knew person. I didn't know who I was. And as we as women, they were looking for love, but we're looking for love in all the wrong places. And it took this year to take me to the point of understanding that the love that I needed was the love of Christ. And that came about because this time last year, my daughter Ashley was having a Christmas party while we lived in Indian Head. And everyone was drunk, you know. It was just messy. Her and my youngest daughter got into a confrontation. And I just couldn't take it anymore. And I went in the midst of my daughters to break up this mess. And Ashley pushed me and I slid across the floor, hit my head on the dresser. And that was the beginning of what would lead me having brain surgery. And God intervened in that in such a mighty way that I went to bed that night and I did not know that there was bleeding going on in my head. I knew that my head hurted, but I didn't know why. I just figured it was because I hit my head. And when I approached my daughter, you know, the next day, and I said, you know, you pushed me, she nonchalantly just said, oh. But during that time, the Lord just kept me close to him and made me realize that although I was molested by my father,
although I had a mother that didn't love me, although I was suffering from an eating disorder, I just felt shame, guilt, abandonment. I just felt like there cannot be a God that could love a person as me. So I might as well continue in this chain of spiral events until one day I would be no more, because I did contemplate suicide. But God had his hand on me.
Hallelujah.
He had his hand on me. You know, and now that I am here and I'm in a different state of mind, and I've accepted God's love, that his love was the love that I yearned for, that I needed. I understand that he has never left me. And as I read this passage by Ellen G. White, the cord, God is the cord. And as a mother carries a baby, that umbilical cord is what nourishes the baby. And once it's severed, once that mother starts to feed or put everything negative in her body that is supposed to nourish that baby, there is that high chance that baby will be born deformed, retarded, or just not a normal baby because of what she has chosen to ingest. Now for us, if we sever ourselves from God, from the Bible, we are severing that cord that nourishes us, that guides us, that protects us, that gives us the word of his promises to stand on. And if we don't take that into consideration, then brethren, 2021 is only a repeat of 2020.
Mercy.
And so we really have to be aware that, you know, we know that time is running out, but we also know that the cord that binds is our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
To us who are sinners, and every day we have to acknowledge, yes, I am a sinner, but because of that cord, that umbilical cord, through Jesus Christ, we have the life eternal that he died on that cross for us for. So that is what I am taking with me into 2021.
Amen.
So that's my testimony.
Thank you. Powerful testimony. Thank you so much for being so transparent. I know that we all have a testimony, but I don't want to keep you longer. I just know that we are pressing on.
Yes.
We're not going to give up. We've had some tough days in 20. We're looking forward to 21. And so I want to sing the song, I'm Pressing on the Upward Way. New heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I onward bound. Lord, plant my feet.
Yeah.
Each of us can say that. Plant my feet on higher ground. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Did you have it on? You have, praise the Lord. Go ahead, brother. Let it play.
I thought that this would be very important for all of us to sing it in our home. It's only instrumental. So I'm inviting everyone, as it's playing, to sing along in your home. Please mute your mics so that we do not have a lot of feedback.
Thank you. Amen.
Amen.
As getting ready to receive the benediction, I do want to thank the Lord for his protection that he has provided for me and my family. As you know that I am working in a mental health field and I am like in the forefront of the coronavirus also. I have had two of my patients or clients that had the corona. And then I have two of my co-workers that had the corona. And everybody is afraid, refused to come to work. So I am working overtime. But the Lord has provided in the Bible that over close to 300 times or more, that we should not be afraid, no matter what.
Amen.
And I didn't have to wear any masks. I didn't have to wear any gear or anything. I was just I was being brave. God says you have to be brave. And just to prove that it's not the COVID that's killing people, it's sin that is killing people. And the Lord protected me. I did not have any COVID myself. I didn't carry it home to my family. Nobody has any signs of COVID. The Lord protected us. And if we stay faithful and trust him, he will protect you no matter what. Upon this word, this testimony, I will urge that God that removed the spirit of fear in us and be faithful and stay true to ourselves and stay true to God.
Amen.
And now the benediction. Let us close our eyes and bow our heads. After hearing the testimonies, it is uplifting that some of us were down spiritually. Thank you for the morale that you have boosted in us through those testimonies and the things that we have experienced throughout this. The Lord of heaven, his grace, his love, and his mercy stays with us, not only for this year, but until eternity. May the Lord grant us safe passage into the unknown as we navigate through this world. For he says that those who persevere till the end will inherit the kingdom of heaven. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nothing present, nothing to come, no powers, no height, no depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God.
Yes. Amen. Yes.
Amen.
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 Amen. Praise God.
Praise the Lord. Thank you. Thank each of you who participated, everyone that read. Thanks to our men who sang. We're grateful to you. Thank you, Sister Hunt, Sister Dorsey. Sister Hunt gave a beautiful definition of we shouldn't say Happy New Year. We should say joy-filled New Year.
Amen.
Because joy, no matter what the circumstance, we can have joy in Jesus.
Yes.
So I thank you, Sister Diane. Thank you, Sister Thornton, Sister Sharon, Sister Linda, Sister Fleda. I want to thank Sister Nicole. I want to thank Sister Winston, Sister Annette, Sister Melissa, Sister Vicky, and Sister Roxanne. Thank you, Sister Portia. Thank you, Sister Candy. Thank you, Sister Karen. through Hazel. Sister Karen couldn't get through. The sound wasn't working, but we thank her anyhow for her willingness. And Brother Flores, we thank you for singing. We want to thank all the men that sang. Thank you, Brother Derek. We want to thank Brother Hubert. Amen. And we thank Elder Harvey for singing. All of the men who sang so beautifully, and Brother Green with so much energy.
Yes.
Thank you, Brother Green. Thank all of you elders for participating. We wish you a joy-filled new year, that we will prosper and be in good health.
Amen.
And that our souls may prosper in the name of Jesus. Next service will be on, I think, Friday, next level, and then Sabbath school, and then our divine worship. May God bless you as you spend time with your family.
Thank you, Jonathan.
I missed Jonathan. Thank you for reminding me that beautiful trumpet solo.
Amen.
Thank you.
I really enjoyed the service and everyone, all the testimonies. It was just very, very special. And let's just plan, no matter what 21 brings.
Pressing on.
We will spend eternity together. Whether we live or whether we die is not important. It's just that our hearts are fixed on that better day. That should be our one goal. We should love heaven so much until we can taste it.
Amen. I fix my eyes on another time.
God bless you all. Love you all. Thank you for being a beautiful church family.
Amen. Just look.
Let's just spend eternity together.
Thank you. We love you too.
Good night, all.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
The prosperous night.